It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Gay civil rights groups have sought changes in health care policy for years without success. Now they have a chance. That's because of several provisions in the health care bill that the House of Representatives passed over the weekend. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
One provision would end a tax penalty for same-sex couples. Allison Hurwit of the Human Rights Campaign explains why her group has long pushed for the change.
Today, when employers offer health coverage to an employee's domestic partner, the value of that coverage is treated as taxable income to the employee.
For a heterosexual couple, there's no tax if a husband puts his wife on the insurance he gets through his company, or if a wife puts her husband on her insurance. But tax policy doesn't treat same-sex couples that way, since they can't legally marry. Hurwitz says the tax penalty can be significant, typically up to $1,700 a year when the working partner is making $33,000 a year.
So many same-sex couples, particularly those of low and moderate incomes, can't afford this tax burden, and they decline the health coverage for the partner.
Another provision in the House bill would let states use Medicaid money to cover poor people with HIV instead of waiting until they develop full-blown AIDS.
It's called the Catch-22.
That's Jennifer Cates of the Kaiser Family Foundation, an independent healthcare foundation. Right now, to qualify for Medicaid, you have to be poor or disabled.
Now, for people with HIV, this has presented a real challenge since the advent of antiretrovirals. You have drugs that can prevent you from becoming really sick and disabled, yet you can't get onto the very program that you need to access these drugs because they're expensive.
There's another provision in the bill that would let government gather data that looks at disparities in healthcare based on sexual orientation and gender identity. And there's language to prevent denial of healthcare. Opposition didn't come up during the House debate. One reason may be that some of the groups opposed in the past were focused on other fights, including one to restrict funding for abortion. But none of the provisions are in the Senate bills, so supporters are getting ready to protect them when, and if, the Senate and House have to reconcile their different versions. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.